You're listening to Game On with Jackson Stewart.
Estar a solas, sin que me juzguen, con mis amigas cantando rolas. Que me aprecien, pero no tanto. Quiero estar sola, estar soltera, no disponible y siendo moda. Yo te quiero, pero déjame. No me amas, eso se te ve. Y si sigues, pues agárrate.
Good people, sexy people. Welcome to another edition of Game On with Jackson Stewart. I'm your host, and as always, I want to welcome you guys to the show where rookies enter and players leave. I like the way that sounds. definitely want to invite you guys to all social media where you can follow the show, more about the show, and more about the topics that I cover here. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all at Game On with Jack. Hit me up on the blog, gameonwithjack.blog, and catch me on Facebook on the page Game On With Jackson. So definitely check it out. There's the Game On With Jack, but that was an earlier page. I can't get rid of it, so don't worry about that one. But Game On With Jackson on Facebook. Also on TikTok, same thing, Game On With Jack. So definitely check it out. Give me feedback. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. And most importantly, learn from the topics that get discussed here. Learn from the guests that are so gracious and so knowledgeable. And we've got great guests coming up next month, so stay tuned. Tonight's topic, we're discussing Launch Like a Legend, the six-step blueprint to business brilliance, and diving into a topic that's close to many of our hearts and minds and wallets, entrepreneurship. And I've had lots of guests on the show that have started their own business, launched a professional business from a side hustle. And some of these topics that or points I'll make tonight are from those shows, but some of these are brand new and fresh. So specifically, we're going to explore the six pivotal steps to launching a successful business. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or someone who's been nurturing a dream, tonight's episode is designed to equip you with the knowledge, the inspiration, and strategies to transform your vision into reality. So, before we get into defining entrepreneurship, why would anybody want to start their own business? And, you know, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but it really comes down to passion, really. You know, you've got a passion for doing something. And it's something that could actually be lucrative. It can turn a profit. Some people go into business for themselves because they don't want a boss. And in actuality, there's no such thing. Because even if you own, you know, even if you own your own car company, you have multiple bosses, right? You've got shareholders, you've got a board of directors, and then lastly, but not least, you've got the consumers. Are people buying your cars? So let's throw that idea out that you'll never have a boss. You may not have an immediate supervisor, but you're always going to have someone or something, some entity that you have to answer to. And that's okay. And I want you guys to embrace that. So that idea doesn't keep you from moving forward with your own business. It doesn't hurt you when you start your own business and you find out, shit, I still got to answer to people. Embrace that. That's part of the dance. That's part of the game, right? Now, you've got this passion. It can turn a profit. You have to make sure that you can stay passionate about this, that you can stay motivated, but most importantly, a little bit more important than passion, definitely more important than motivation, can you stay disciplined about this new business. Because when it's a passion, when it's something you do as a hobby or you enjoy it, you may not do it as often as you would a day-to-day job. So it's always new. It's always fresh. You don't get burned out on it. And that's what happens with a lot of our jobs, right? It just becomes a routine. And we just go through the paces, go through the motions, and we start to resent it and hate it. And even though we once loved it, possibly, but when you have a hustle or a hobby, you do it every so often, and it's refreshing. I heard somebody put in terms that I don't quite agree with, but I understand why they said it like this. A side hustle is like having a mistress, and a job is like being married. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that ideology. I don't agree with that mentality, but I understand the comparison. One is your everyday, day-to-day structured existence. The other is so infrequent that it always is passionate, that it always is exciting. In this case, having a side hustle or having a startup business is acceptable. Not having a mistress is not. But you have to make sure that this passion, you can do it and not eventually hate it and lose your love for it, not lose your enjoyment for it. You might get jammed up and sometimes you might get stressed out about it, but it's that love that coupled together with your discipline is going to help you pivot, grow, evolve, stay resilient, and move forward. So let's kick things off by defining entrepreneurship. At its core, entrepreneurship is the kind of creating, organizing, and running a business venture, taking on financial risks in the hope of profit. But it's more than that. It's about seeing needs that others might overlook, solving problems in innovative ways, and making a difference in people's lives, including your own. It's about building something from nothing, driven by passion and the relentless pursuit of success. All right, so that's a beautiful definition of entrepreneurship. Creating, organizing, running a business venture. Now, can it be intimidating? Hell yeah. But you should take in stock, if you are considering the idea of starting your own business, that you're in very good company. There are countless financial institutions that began as one person with a dream, as cliche as that might sound, one person with a dream that saw it through, that took their lumps, that through, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, built this business into whatever Fortune 500 company or industry-changing concept that we have now. One of my favorite ideas, and it's not exactly an entrepreneurship, but you know, let's take the concept of the light bulb. You know, the light bulb created by Edison is a great example of an invention, which, let's face it, most businesses that start from nothing are inventions, that took a tremendous amount of resilience. They say that Edison tried 10,000 times before he got the filament to light and to work. So you've got this idea. You feel it could be lucrative. You're passionate. You want to see it grow. You want to see it achieve. You're willing to, you know, put your head down, put your nose to the grindstone, and push through it. So what are the six steps to really starting a business? Well, first up, you got to identify your passion and solve a problem. Every successful business starts with a problem in need of a solution. You got to identify something you're passionate about, then explore how it can solve a problem or fulfill a need. Passion will be your fuel. If you can find a way to solve people's problems, they will pay you for it. Think about everything that you spent money on today. If you spent money on gas, somebody had to figure out how to fuel cars, how to get fuel from the ground, fossil fuel, how to create electric batteries that cars can run on. They figured out a problem, they figured out the solution, and then people paid them for it. When you maybe went to a restaurant for lunch, problem, you were hungry, you didn't bring a lunch, you didn't want to go home and cook, or you couldn't go home and cook. Solution: go to a restaurant, get food from people who are going to prepare it and bring it to me, or drive through, or what have you. Problem: you're hungry, you have no food. Solution: places will give you food so you're not hungry. You will pay for that. You know, more recent ideas that didn't exist a decade ago. You know, we got through the pandemic, thank God. But during the pandemic, deliveries, getting food was a problem. So what arose, or what really found a lot of traction during the pandemic? Services like DoorDash, Shipit, many stores went to delivery services, things that we only would get pizza through, you know, like, or Chinese food, delivery services from restaurants now became ways that we could still shop, but not violate quarantines or put ourselves in danger during the pandemic. Pandemic's over, but these services have still grown, still maintain their foothold in our modern society now. Second step in starting your own business: market research and planning. And research, nobody really likes research, right? But thoroughly research your intended market. Understand your potential customers, competitors, and industry trends. This second step lays the groundwork for a solid business plan and guides your journey and helps you attract investors. Now, Jackson, how do I do research? There's a little thing called the internet. I know it sounds facetious. I'm not trying to be an asshole about it, but just look up what you want to do. Let's say you want to start a messenger service or a clothing line for a specific type of man. Maybe, you know, big and tall is a store. And now I think it's just a clothing line in stores. I don't think they have brick and mortar stores anymore. Maybe you want to start a clothing line for men of a certain height or build or what have you. Research it, Google it, see if anybody is out there doing it. See if anybody is out there doing it the way you would do it. See if anybody is out there doing it, but maybe there's something they're missing. You can still have your idea, but with this unique twist, you now find an opening in the niche. Also, research is going to help you understand who you're looking for. Right. And once you find your potential customers, and I do recommend that you write out what your potential customer, what their age is, where do they shop, what's their income, their educational background. You can find plenty on customer templates out there. That will help you figure out where you're going to find these people, where you're going to put your business idea in front of. Because let's face it, you can have the best business idea in the world, but if you put it in front of a million people and they're the wrong million people, it's not going to go anywhere. So do your market research. Don't be afraid to make calls. Take plenty of notes. I'm a big fan still of, yes, paper and pen. Get yourself a notebook and take furious notes. But never lose sight of the fact that even though you're still not seeing your business turn profit, because it doesn't even exist yet, maybe, research is extremely important. Planning is extremely important. And this is when we go to our third step in our third step in our 6-point plan for business brilliance. And the third step is financial planning and resources. How much can you throw into this business, this startup? So assess your financial needs, look into startup costs, look into operational expenses, look into funding sources. Financial planning ensures you have the resources needed to sustain your business until it becomes profitable. And let's face it, a lot of businesses, their first 2 to 5 years don't turn a profit. And that is tough. That is really the test of how bad do you want this thing. And restaurants, some restaurants, I think most, don't make it past a year. Now, that doesn't mean that yours has to be one of those terrible statistics, but just realizing that financially, you need to be able to carry yourself through what could be lean years and tough times. Also, your financial needs and planning should incorporate how much can you spend on things like advertising? How much can you spend on things like you know, temporary employees, or can you do it all yourself? Do you need technological expenses like buying a new laptop, buying a printer, outsourcing some of the technical things? Do you need some services like Canva or Podbean, or do you need, so whatever it is, it's really important to not skip any of these steps, but financial planning is super important because a lot of great businesses, a lot of great entrepreneurship ventures die on the vine. They die of thirst. They starve to death because there's not enough money to keep them running. If there's not enough money, you know, maybe there's not enough money to come out of pocket, consider maybe some ideas like crowdfunding, GoFundMe, other sources that where people can donate, can be angel investors. Maybe you can look into starting your business as a 501(c) if it's got some type of community benefit, and you can start applying for grants. There's lots of ways to get what you need to do what you want. So don't feel for a second like, ah, man, this is never going to happen. I can't do this. No, there's tons of resources out there. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And sometimes, and this is not a step in there, but I'm going to throw it in there, guard your dream. Sorry about that, guys. I had to drink some water. Yeah, guard your dream, because it's your dream, and not everybody around you is going to be supportive in the way you need. Some people may constantly tell you how they could do it, how they would do it differently, how you could do it better. Some people are not going to support you. Some people are going to say, I'll be there and not show up. Some people are going to say, hey, I'm going to watch your stream or listen to your podcast, and they ain't. So guard it until you can't keep it secret anymore. All right. Keep, you know, maybe to the point that the success is so big that people are like, oh shit, man, you hear about that business? Like, yeah, that's me. So protect it. It's yours. Nurture it. Also, another side step, make sure that if you currently have a day job, a 9-to-5 job, or a night job, maybe you got a 6 to 7 a.m. job, whatever, make sure that you are not in violation of any of that business's policies with the business that you're starting up, because you don't want to get fired and the only thing you have to fall back on is a business that you are barely starting. So you could talk to your boss, you could talk to HR, you could look at some of your employee handbook sections and just look up, you know, additional employment. All right, guys, our fourth step in building your brilliant and beautiful business is build a strong brand and online presence. And so in today's digital world, can't get around it. Your brand's online presence is vital. It's not just about having a website or social media accounts. It's about creating a brand identity that resonates with your target audience. It tells your story in a way that engages and inspires. It's like, for example, Game On with Jackson Stewart. What's the brand? Giving men interviews, information, and knowledge to level up the game in whatever aspect that they define the game to be. Boom. Rookies enter, professionals leave. I mean, so, and trust me, I'm always reinventing, or I shouldn't say reinventing, I'm always pivoting on how the brand gets represented. I'm always making little changes because people's desires change. People suddenly want AI involved. People suddenly don't want AI involved. People suddenly want more guests, less guests. People will want you to change your logo. They'll want different colors. You'll have business cards, QR codes. You'll be using Hive pages. They'll want you on Facebook. But is your customer base on Facebook? No. Are they on TikTok? Everybody says go to TikTok, but your clients aren't TikTokers. So this is the brand presence. And it, trust me, it's a constant analysis. Don't think of it as being too hard for you. Don't think, oh, I'm too old or I'm too young, whatever, to understand it. Like anything else, it's a tool. It's an important tool. It's a necessary tool. But it can be fun. It can be fun looking at what aspect you can apply technology to get your brand out there, to get your presence built, don't look at it as an obstacle. Look at it as a challenge, a fun challenge, one that on the other side of holds just a whole new level of clientele, a whole new level of profit, a whole new level of you answering questions or solving problems for people who currently don't know you exist. Number five, networking and building relationships. Money? Sure. Online presence? Sure. Research? Sure. Got a passion? Sure. But without networking and without building relationships, you're dead in the water. Entrepreneurship is not a solo journey. You got to build strong relationships with mentors, peers, potential customers who all together can provide invaluable support, advice, and opportunities for growth. Now, some of these relationships might be somebody who's in a similar business who wants to have you maybe guest post or write a column for them or do an interview with them. It might be somebody who is going to have you on their YouTube channel. And then they're going to be on yours. So don't view everybody who's in the same arena as you as a threat. View it as, you know, there's a lot of room in this river for us to all keep swimming. And maybe they are more of a colleague, a peer, and you can all have a symbiotic relationship and kind of feed one another. Mentors, don't be afraid to talk to people who have done what you've done before. And maybe they haven't done the exact business, but maybe they've done some portion of it. Like maybe they're experts in raising money. Maybe they're experts in customer research. Maybe they're experts in applying online digital platforms for art development and graphic development. They don't have to have done your business exactly, but they've done some component and they've done it well. Check your pride at the door and go and talk to these people. Hat in hand, hat in one hand and pen and paper in the other, and just take notes and learn. Go in there like a student, because that's what you are. Learn. And potential customers, I mean, that's a huge relationship right there. You want to know what they want. You want to know when they want it. You want to know what excites them. You want to know what turns them off. If you are intimidated by the idea that change means you are failing, that's, you need to drop that idea right now. The relationship with your customers is a constant dance. Look at yourself as a customer. How many times do you go to a restaurant and maybe they change the menu? How many times do they adapt the seating at your favorite theater? How many times do they take a look at you know, the color scheme of maybe a vendor that you've bought from? I mean, everybody's constantly changing. It doesn't mean they're failing. It means that they understand the concept of adapt or die. And you need to constantly be analyzing your relationships as an entrepreneur. Who's doing what for me? Who am I doing what for? How's it working? What's beneficial? And constantly adapt. Lastly, and appropriately so, you want to make sure that you're using adaptability and continuous learning. The only constant in business is change. For those of you who are old enough to remember when Coca-Cola, the huge soft drink giant, changed their formula back in like the 80s, and the world turned upside down and ate itself inside out. They spent a ton of money on a new Coca-Cola formula, and it flopped. Why would Coca-Cola ever have to adapt its formula when it's working? Because they wanted more, because they did start to see some slippage or stagnant growth somewhere, and they will adapt it. Now, did the adaptation work? No, it flopped. What did they do? They went back to the drawing board, went back to square one, and started all over again, developed something else. So if a huge company like Coca-Cola can adapt, so can you. And actually, you're more powerful, because being a new business, being a new entrepreneur, you have a lot less resource, a lot less just mass, a lot less businessmen, so you have to adapt. Think of it like, you know, a car. Coca-Cola is a train. You know how hard it is to stop a train quickly? Or they're a semi-truck. You know, I read once, if a semi-truck slams on its brakes, it's 900 feet before it comes to a full stop. You, as a new small business owner, are like a hatchback. Or you're like a bike. You hit those brakes on the handlebars, you stop. So you've got the benefit. You can adapt quick. You can pivot fast. You answer to no one. You don't have to go to a board of directors with your new formula for a new Coca-Cola or candy bar or a new design for the car. It's you. You make the call. All success and all failures ride on you. And that makes you powerful. Stay adaptable. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. And always be willing to evolve your strategies and approaches. So throughout history, many people have overcome adversity to create successful businesses. Consider the story of Milton Hershey, right? You know Hershey. If you don't think you do, you do. Who faced multiple business failures before founding Hershey's. The candy bar. I mean, now it's one of the largest chocolate manufacturers in the world. His perseverance and willingness to take risks, even in the face of financial uncertainty, have made his name synonymous with chocolate. Michael Jordan, sports legend. But before he became the greatest basketball player of all time, he got cut from his high school basketball team. Was it an entrepreneurial venture? Not necessarily. I mean, he does have lots of businesses, but he didn't let setbacks shut him down. What do I want you to take away from this as we wrap up tonight's episode? Embrace risk, all right? Taking risks, all right, it's necessary. It's a step towards achieving your dreams. Remember that every successful business begins with a problem in need of a solution. Continuous learning and adaptability are your best tools in navigating the ever-changing business landscape. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of perseverance and resilience in the face of adversity. I heard a great quote. I totally forgot who said it. And I should have looked it up, but it just came to me. If you stick at something long enough and you never give up at it, you will eventually win. All right. So identify this passion. Identify the lucrative application of it. Figure out how you can take this passion to solve a problem for people and turn it into a damn business and make your own money. Remember, players, the path to success is rarely a straight line. It's filled with challenges, setbacks, and a lot of lessons. But with passion, planning, and perseverance, you can turn your dreams into a reality. And I can't wait to see you guys there. Thanks for tuning in to Game Out with Jackson Stewart. Keep chasing your dreams. Until next time, guys, keep it sexy and game on.